The following is a lecture to the International Student Society, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May 3, 1969, in Boston.
I understand that this society is known as International Student Society. Yes. Oh. There are many other international societies, and there are international United Nations also. The idea is very nice, but we should try to understand internationally or universally what is the central idea. Just like if you throw a stone in the middle of water, it expands, it becomes, the circle expands. And the circle goes to the limit of the bank of the earth. That is the way the vibration, sound vibration also, radio message also, and similarly, the circle increases and you capture the waves and you understand. Similarly, international feeling can be extended. In the beginning of our life, just like a child, Anna Brahma, everything he wants to eat, a small child, whatever he captures, he wants to eat. Personal interest. Then, when the child grows, he tries to participate with his other brothers and sisters, all as he was to say. This is increasing the feeling of fellowship. Then he grows again. He feels for his father, parents, society, then community, country, and at last, international. Expand. But in such feeling, unless the center is right, that expansion of feeling universally or internationally or nationally, that is not perfect. That is not perfect. Take for example international. In your country, what is the meaning of national? National means one who has taken birth in that particular country. Is that all right? National? You feel for another American because he is born in this country or any other country, Indian, the national feeling, that's called national. You feel for your countrymen. You sacrifice your life for your country. But there is defect. What is that defect? If this is the definition that a living entity or a person born in that country is a national, then why not the animals? They are also born in that country. But we are not expanding our feelings beyond this human society. We don't think animals are national assets. Animals are sent to the slaughterhouse So this is because the center of national feeling or international feeling is losing. The center is not fixed up. If the center is right, then you can make circle from the center, any number of circles, they will never overlap. They will be growing, they will not interact with one another. If the center is all right, so everyone is feeling nationally or internationally, but the center is missing. Therefore, your feeling, your international feeling, my international feeling, your national feeling, my national feeling, just overlap. So we have to find out the center. Then you expand your circle, it is not, overlap or contrast, it will go. That center is Krishna. Our society, international society for Krishna consciousness, is teaching to the people of all countries that the center is Krishna. You try to think from the central point of Krishna. That Krishna philosophy is the Bhagavad Gita. I take it for granted that many of you have studied Bhagavad Gita, and in the 7th chapter there is a nice verse that Bahunam Janmanamanti Gyanavan Mang Prabhadate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudhullah. You have heard the word Mahatma, that is a Sanskrit word or Indian word, which is applied to a person whose mind is expanded, whose feelings, the circle of his feelings is very expanded. He is called Mahatma. Maha means big or great. Or Atma means soul. Who has expanded his soul very wide, he is called Mahatma. So this Bhagavad Gita gives the definition of the person who has expanded his feeling very wide. Who is that? It is said there, Bahunam Janmanamanti. We are trying to expand our feeling socially, communally, or nationally, or internationally, or universally, or somewhere else. This is going on. We try to do it. That is our natural function, especially in the human form of life. Expanded consciousness, a broader consciousness. We try to do some service to the whole humanity, to society, to the country. That is expanded consciousness. But Bhagavad Gita says that Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Bahu means many. And Janma means birth. Bahunam Janmanam Ante, at the end of. At the end of many, many births. For as you know that we believe the fact of transmigration of soul. We are changing body one after another. There are 8,400,000 of different species of life, and we are evolving. And at last we come to this form, human form of life. This is also called Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after many, many births. Labdha sudullam idam bahusam bhavante. In the Bhagavad there is a verse, it is said that labdha sudullam idam. Idam means this. This body Labdha. You have got it. Labdha sudullavam idam. Sudullavam is very rare. This is not very cheap. The body of cats and dogs or animals, they are cheap. But this is not very cheap. Sudullavam. Bhaunam janma labdha sudullavam idam bhautam mabhante. After many, many births, at least 8 million births of different species of life, we get this human form of life. It is stated in the Bhagavad, and similarly, all Vedic literatures, they corroborate one another. It is the person who can understand, he doesn't find any contradiction. The same statement is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante. So this human form of life is obtained after many, many births of lower animal or other than human form of life. But even in this human form of life also, if one is cultivating that knowledge to find out the central point, what is the central point? Then that also requires, he gets many, many births in human form of life also, but he has to find out the central point. That central point is there, Krishna is saying that bhaunam janmanamante jnanavan. Jnanavan means who has actually acquired knowledge. Jnanavan. Jnana means knowledge. And van means one who possesses. One who possesses actual knowledge, after we are cultivating knowledge, if we are actually cultivating knowledge, spiritual knowledge, not in one life, but many, many lives, then when we actually become on the highest platform of knowledge, bhaunam janmanamante jnanava, then Krishna says, maam prapadyate, he comes and surrenders unto me, Krishna. Or God. When I speak Krishna, Krishna means the Supreme Lord, the all-attractive Supreme Personality of God. So, bhaunam janmanamante jnanavan maam prabodh. Surrender. Why? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Come, Mahatma Sudullava. This word Mahatma is there. Because after cultivating knowledge, many, many births, he has expanded himself to be very great. God is great and is devotee who expands up to the point of God. He is also called great. His Atma is also great. Mahatma. But he says, so Mahatma Sudullava. That sort of Mahatma, great soul, is very rare to be seen. Sudullava. Sudullava su means very, and dullava means very rare. So this is the definition we get from Bhagavad Gita, that we are expanding our feelings of love, and different types of love. Love of the country, love of the nation, love of the society, love of the community, love of the family, our love of the cats and dogs, you know, love is there. Love is there. But we are expanding it according to our expanse and our perfect knowledge. That perfect knowledge comes to exist when we come to the point of loving Krishna. That is perfect. Some Mahatma Sudullava. But it is very difficult to find out such person who has developed love of Krishna. But that is the aim of life. That is the aim of all activity. Similarly, in the Bhagavad, there is another verse. It is said that dharma sanusthita punsa visakshena tathakuja no padayat ratim jadi sramayeva hi kevalam. It is said that you are doing your duty according to your position. Everyone is there. Sanushtita. Dharma. Dharma means occupational duty. Everyone has got duty. A student has a duty, or a householder has got some duty, a sannyasi has got some duty, a brahmachari has got duty. So there are different types of duties according to different occupation or profession. But Bhagavad says that you can perform your duties very nice, very accurately. But if by performing your duties you do not come to the understanding of Krishna or God, then whatever you have done very nicely, samayeva ikevala, it is simply leveling. Simply leveling. But if you want to perfection, come to the point of perfection, then that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, as I said, that bhavanam jana, after discharging duties very nicely, very accurately, very faithfully, if one comes to the point that vasudeva sarvamiti, then you should understand that your feelings of love or international feeling or national feeling has actually expanded. That is your national feeling. And what is the symptom? A man says, yes, I have expanded very widely my feelings of love. Now, there are some symptoms. How you are feeling, how you are. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That, Pandita Samadarsha. Pandita means learned. Samadarsha. Vidyavinaya sampanni brahmani gavihastini suniteta sapaketa pandita samadarsha. A pandit, if one has actually elevated to that stage of perfect wisdom, then he is samadarshana. That actually is the samadarshana. How samadarshana? Vidyavinaya sampanni brahmani. A brahmani. According to Vedic culture, a Brahmin is considered, Brahmin is Vidyavinaya Sampanna. He is very gentle and very learned. That is the first qualification of Brahmin. Not by birth, but by qualification. Gentle and learned. Vidyavinaya Sampanna, Brahmani, Havi, Kavi, Brahmani, Kavi Hastini, Pandita Samadarshana. Because his vision is no more on the platform of this body. Samadarshana. He sees a learned Brahmin is also a spirit soul. And a dog is also a spirit soul. An elephant is also a spirit soul. Or a low-born man, he is also a spirit soul. Beginning from the high-born Brahmin up to the Chandan, there are social stages in the human society. But if a man is really learned, he sees every living entity on the same level. That is the stage of learning. Vidyavinaya sampanni brahmani gavihasti sunitita sapati. Sapat means the dog eater. In India, there are many types of place eaters. Not higher class amongst the lower grade, but anyone who eats the place of dog, he is called chanda, lowest of the mankind. But here, Bhagavad Gita says, even if he is chanda, the pandita, he sees equally like the Brahmin, because he sees the spirit soul. So, our point is, that if we actually want to expand this international feeling, then we must find out the real center. That center is Krishna. Krishna or God, I have already explained. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, He'll please all his members that this Krishna consciousness movement means placing Bhagavad Gita as it is. Whatever I am speaking, it is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, Bhagavad Gita has been misinterpreted by so many commentators that people have misunderstood the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, Bhagavad Gita means to develop Krishna consciousness. And we are trying to do that. So in that Bhagavad Gita, as Krishna has given the definition of Mahatma, broad-minded. So what is that broad-minded? He says, next verse, Mahatma Anustuman Prattho Devi Prakriti Nasti. Mahatma, who is actually wise and broad-minded, he is no more within the spell of this material energy. He is under the shelter or protection of spiritual energy. Everything, just try to understand. Whatever we are seeing, there are different energies of God. Parasam Brahmana Shakti. Akilam Jagat. Whatever we are experiencing, they are all different energies of the Supreme Lord. Parasa Shakti in the Vedic literature Upanishad, it is said, Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate. The Supreme, Absolute Truth has many varieties of energy. Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate. Sabhaviti Jnana Balokriyata. And the energies are acting so nicely that it appears that it is being automatically nicely done. Just like a flower is blooming. The energy of God is acting there. But we are saying that it has automatically become so beautiful and blooming. No, there is an energy. That is, say, vision. How you can see God? How you can see Krishna? In the fourth chapter you will find, Rasoham Apsukantaya. My dear Kauntheya Arjuna, if you try to understand me, if you want to make your soul broader to understand me, try to understand me, Rasoham Apsukantaya. I am the taste, the sweet taste in the water. So every day we are drinking water. There is nobody here who does not drink water. So when you drink water and you feel satisfaction, that satisfaction is Krishna. Rasoham Apsukantaya. Prabhasmi Sasisurya. Nobody can escape seeing the light of the sun or the moon. Sashi, Sashi means moon, Surya means sun. So, Krishna says, that illumination is I am. So there is so many leaves of understanding that God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So when one is fully cognizant of the energies of the Lord, how they are acting, and we have to practice, we take lessons from Bhagavad Gita and we practice, you will be able to understand. Then, after Bahunam Janmanamante, when you become mature, Vasudeva Sarvami. Oh, Vasudeva is everything. And there is that. Come Atma Sutta. That person who has widened his soul in that way is very rare to be seen. And what are the functions of that Mahatma? Mahatma Anustamang Prattha Devi Prakriti Mastita. Mahatma, one who is so broad-minded, he is not crooked to be under the spell of this material energy. He is under the protection of the spiritual energy. Devi Prakriti. Prakriti means nature. This nature is called the material energy, and there is another spiritual energy. These things are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparaya, these are apara. Apara means inferior energy, material energy. Itastu vidhime prakritim para. Beyond this inferior energy, there is another spiritual energy. There are so many verses you will find in the Bhagavad Gita. So our propagation is to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsensical commentary. There is no need of nonsensical commentation. Bhagavad Gita is as clear as the sunlight. And you do not require to see the sun with another lamp. Similarly, you do not require to study Bhagavad Gita with another commentation of a common man. There is no knowledge. Bhagavad Gita, as it is, you should study. Then you will get all this knowledge. Bhavnam janmatamante, you become wise. And you can understand Krishna. And then you surrender. Then you become Mahatma. And what is the function of Mahatma? Mahatma is under the protection of spiritual energy. And what is the symptom of that protection of spiritual energy? That is also stated. Mahatmārastamāṁ prātva devī prakriti māsya bhajanti alannamale. He is always engaged in devotion and service of Krishna. That is the only thing. That is not. Mahatmānastamāṁ prātva devī prakriti māsya bhajanti alannamale. Gyatya bhūtādivabha. Does he follow this devotion and service blindly? No. Gyatva. Gyatva means knowing perfectly that I am the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the source of everything. So these things are there in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is not possible to explain all the verses. But our request is that this Krishna consciousness movement is to spread the knowledge depicted in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsensical commentary. Then the human society will profit by it. They are actually not in sound condition of living atmosphere, but if they understand Bhagavad Gita, and if they actually expand their broader outlook, then these questions of social, national, international will be automatically solved. There will be no difficulty. And without finding out the center, if we manufacture our own way, not to speak of any individual person, the different nations of the whole world, they are trying to be united. And in your country there is United Nations Organization. Unfortunately, instead of becoming one, the flags are increasing. Daily you pass, you see another flag. Just like in our India, there was one Hindustan, now there has become another Pakistan. And sometimes there will be Sikhistan, and there will be Samsthan. So, instead of becoming united, we are being disunited because we are missing the center. So, my request is that you are all international students, you try to find out the center of any international movement. That international movement does not mean that my brother is international and I am international, all others, they are nothing. Not like that. Actually, you try to feel international. That international feeling will be possible when you find out the center, Krishna as it is in the Bhagavad Gita, bhavanam janmanam ti jnanamanam supaddhati. when you actually understand Krishna, the Krishna philosophy, that will be perfect. And Krishna says, in the 13th chapter you find, sarva yonishu kauntiya sambhavanti murtayah tathāna mahajjani brahma aham bīja-pradukta. He is claiming that I am the father of all forms of life, sarva yonishu, all species of life. The material nature is the mother and I am the seed-giving father. Just like without father and mother nobody can appear. Similarly, in this material world, whoever has come, every one of us, beginning from Brahma down to the end, everyone, the mother is the material nature. Because mother supplies his body. So this body is material. Therefore, it is the gift of the material mother, material nature. But the spirit soul, that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Mamayamsa Jiva Bhuta, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. So, if you try to voice your feelings of internationality, please try to understand Bhagavad Gita. You will be getting enlightenment, you will understand what is international feeling. Sarva-jonis means then you will feel internationally even for the cats and dogs and animals and reptiles. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, these people are manufacturing communism. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, certain canto, you'll find the statement given by Narada Muni that if in your house there is a snake, you should give him something to eat. Just see how he's feeling. In there is a snake, what to speak of other animals? So these feelings will be enlightened. We cannot be enlightened unless we come to the real point of God or Krishna. So we are preaching this Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. It is not a new movement, because as I told you that this is based on the principles of Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita is not new. At least from historical point of view it is 5,000 years old. Beyond history, pre-history, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter, it is said, Krishna says, imam vivasate yogam prattvam aham abhyam vivasan manave prahu manu ikha kave bravit. That means I first of all spoke to the Sun God. Now if you take that division, it will be some millions of years before it was spoken. These things are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So apart from that statement, from historical point of view, since the days of Mahabharata, Battle of Kurukshetra, Bhagavad Gita spoken in the Battle of Kurukshetra, from historical point of view, it is 5,000 years old. So this Bhagavad Gita teaching is coming at least since 5,000 years. So it is older than any other scripture in the world. So you try to understand as it is, without any unnecessary commentary. There is no use of commentary. The words are sufficient to give you enlightenment. But unfortunately, people take advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita and they try to impress under the center of Bhagavad Gita their own philosophy, their own idea. That is useless. You try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you will get this enlightenment, that Krishna is the center of all activities. And if you become Krishna conscious, then everything will be perfect. All problems will be solved. Sita Dattana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavar Nimitbhavanam. These things are there, and actually they are happening. our students are feeling, they are actually doing that. So, we shall request you to read this Bhagavad Gita every day, so your feeling of international spirit will be perfect, and you will be happy, and wherever you preach this time, they will be also happy. That will be very nice. Thank you very much. If there are any questions, you can ask.
The different levels that you go through on the way to getting bliss consciousness. What happens to the body? What happens to the mind?
We are acting not singly, simply with mind or simply prana is atri jyava. Kaya man bhakya. Whatever we do, we do with our body, mind and words. But this consciousness means, if you put your mind in Krishna, then your words and body also become Krishnaite. Savai manak Krishna padarvinda. There was a nice king, Maharaj Amburi, he was a great king. He had to administer a great kingdom, whole world. But he was a great devotee, although he was very busy. Because it is said, Savai mana, mana means mind. Savai mana Krishna padarvinda. He always kept his mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanvanna. And therefore his mind was always dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna. He could not speak anything but Krishna consciousness. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanvanna. So, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is transferring the business from matter to spirit or Krishna. There is a nice definition how to execute Krishna consciousness in the Narada Pancharatra. Sarvapadhi vinimuktam tatparatena nirmala. If we become freed from all these designations, I am American, this is a designation. I am Indian. This is a designation. I am not Indian, you are not American. We are all part and parcel of the Supreme. This is only dread. It does not mean because I am in this saffron-colored dress and you are in black coat or green coat. There is difference between you and me. We are all human beings. Similarly, we have to understand that this body is our dress only. Because we have got a different dress, a black dress or white dress or Indian dress or Armenian, that does not mean we are different. When we can feel in that way, when we are trained in that way, that is called Sarvapadhi Vinimuktam. He is free from all divinity. Sarvapadi within Bhaktam Tatparatena Nirmala. That time he becomes purified, Nirmala. So long I have got identification that I am this, I am that, I am that. Simply when I shall understand that I am part and parcel of God, oh, that is, that means, that status of mind is called Nirmala, without any contamination. And when you are in that status of life, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, this is called Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Brahma Bhuta means self-realization. And the symptom will be Prasannatma, joyfulness, without any anxiety. So, there are stages one has to learn this from authoritative sources, then it is possible to become to. But our movement, it is chanting a Hare Krishna mantra. It's so nice that what was possible after many, many births, you can get it within a few weeks. That is the fact. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra as you are doing, then you will understand very quickly your self-realization, your freedom from designation, your mental compassion, everything will be, and cleared, and there will be no more anxiety. So, we request everyone, we are not charging anything, we are not saying that I shall give you some mantra, you pay me $50, and it is private. No, it is open, without any charge. Anyone can. These boys, American boys and girls, they are chanting. Similarly, you can also chant. There is none Indian that is there. Very nicely chanting Hare Krishna. You can also chant. There is no fee. You just make an experiment and how you become free from this designation. So our request is that everything will become free if you take to this chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And there is no very strict rules when they chant. You can chant anywhere, either in this room or outside the room, or on the road, the street, bus. Wherever you find opportunity, you chant simply Hare Krishna and see the result. So this is the process of purification. When we actually purify our this material contamination and designation, we, raise, we are promoted to the actual spiritual life, and then at that time we can feel happy, and our consciousness will be broader, and everything will work.
I don't know the equivalent word in Sanskrit in the Gita, but somewhere it says that Krishna says all roads lead to me.
Eh?
It's no matter what one does, no matter what one thinks, no matter what one is involved with,
yes.
Eventually it is evolving towards me, the Krishna.
Yes, that's nice.
Now, in this evolution, is this a natural evolution that you can teach people, you can guide people, you can show them the path, but the actual progress that one would make towards the supreme knowledge,
yes.
Is that a natural evolution or can that be influenced
no.
by external teaching?
Or that, external that is natural, of course.
With no one person having no control on it. Mm. You know, one may get there sooner than the other, but in
yes.
reality, there may not be any control that one really has on this.
No, it requires. It requires. Otherwise, why Krishna is teaching? Why is Krishna's teaching is required?
Krishna,
is natural. Then why it was needed that Krishna would teach Arjuna? It is not natural. You have to select by getting knowledge from superior first. Otherwise, there is no meaning of teaching Krishna to Arjuna. Arjuna was perplexed. You could not understand whether he should fight or not. So that is the position of everyone. Everyone is perplexed. He requires a guidance like Krishna. Then he can find out this. It is not natural. Natural means, up to the animal life it is natural. They come to the human form of life. And then it is discretion. As you like, you make your choice. If you like Krishna, you can go to Krishna. If you like something else, you can go there. That is a discretion. Everyone has got his independence, little independence. Krishna says at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Just you surrender unto me, giving up everything. If it is natural, then why is you should say, you should do this? It is not natural. One has to learn it. That we require a spiritual master like Krishna who represents. But he has got the potency to accept it. And because he has got little independence, he can reject it. So it is not natural evolution. You have to accept the principle as is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Why it is said, yada yada hi dharmasya jnani bhavati bharata, if it is actually evolutionary, then why there is dharmasya jnani? Sadātmānam sujāṁ. As soon as there is discrepancies in the discharge of real duties, I appear. So, it is natural. If we keep ourselves in natural life, it is natural. But because we are developed consciousness, we do not keep in natural life. We accept so many unnatural things. Therefore, our knowledge becomes covered by unnatural material. So that has to be clear by superior instruction. Chita datta namaham. That is we have to take. Voluntarily you have to accept. Just like a man who lives naturally, he never gets disease. But one who lives just like he don't find any disease among the animals. But among the human beings, there are so many medical science, so many what? They live up naturally. So if you live naturally, there is natural evolution. But if you block the natural course, then how can you? If you lit fire and let it grow, it will grow. But if you pour water in it, how it will grow? So, in human form of life, we do not go according to natural intuition. Just like amongst the animals, amongst the birds, you see, they take the pigeons to give them some peas they will eat. But if you give them some particles of meat, they will not eat. Because they are living natural life. A tiger, he will not accept. He will give him nice foodstuff instead of vegetables. He will not accept. So, natural life evolves after the animal life. But when you come to the human form of life, you have got developed consciousness, and instead of using your intelligence and consciousness for further develop naturally, you put unnatural impediments there for your power. That is called yadā-yadā-hi dharmasya jnani bhavati tadātmānam. Therefore, you require instruction of Krishna.
Being told not to feel attached to the fruit of his actions, but act. Can you give us some idea of
more synthetic principle which would guide one's action while trying to develop mission consciousness.
That principle is stated as the ultimate instruction of Bhagavad Gita, that sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam vraja. We have got two kinds of religion. One is called pravritti. Pravritti means we are inclined, because we have got this material body, we are inclined to material activity. That is called pravritti mark. Indrani pararahu, this body means senses. So because so long we are absorbed in this bodily concept of life, then we try to give comfort to the sense gratification. This is one state. So, dharma means occupation. People are engaged in various types of occupation and duties for sense gratification. Sometimes in religion they say we'll go to heaven. What is that heaven? That is all the sense gratification. I live so long, yes, we'll have so many beautiful wives and so many things, all flowery language. What is the basic sense gratification? This is one way. Another way is nivritti marga. When one has seen perfectly that this process of sense gratification cannot give me actual happiness, that then they began to give it up, just like the Mahavadi philosophy, the Brahma Sattva Jagannitya. This world is false. Just like in your country, a section of youngsters, they're disgusted with this materialistic world. They're taken to the hippie Nepal. What? It does not give satisfaction. But they do not know the right way, they are taken a wrong way. So this is called accepting and rejecting. So Krishna says you have to give up all this nonsense, accepting and rejecting. You have to take to me. That is that. Sarva-dharma. Sarva-dharma means some religious occupation is for sense gratification. And some religious occupation is rejection of this material. So you have to give up both these. The acceptance and rejection, we have to accept the Krishna's path, Krishna consciousness, surrender, then rejection.
Well, I thought
you
just
digressed
from that. Arjuna had a very difficult problem with whether to go into combat or not.
He accepted Krishna's path. Surrender. Krishna wanted that you must fight. So in the beginning, he did not like to fight, but when he surrendered, Krishna asked him, "My dear Arjuna, I have spoken to you everything. Now what you are going to do?" So here is also, Krishna is giving independence to Arjuna. What you are going to do? Jatet sasi tatha kuru. Now whatever you like, you do. He never interferes. And what Arjuna say? Kariste matanandava. I shall do what you have said. Yes. This is Krishna consciousness. Kariste matanandava. Yes. He changed his decision. And he wanted to go as Krishna desired. This is Krishna consciousness. He remained the same military man. But he changed his consciousness. He perfect. Arjuna, after learning Krishna consciousness or teachings of Bhagavad Gita, he did not go away from the battlefield. But he sternly fought the fight, because he knew that Krishna wants it. This is Krishna. So when we take to this conclusion, Krishna, whatever he wants, I shall do. That is perfect.
Under what conditions would Krishna sanction violence?
What is that?
Under what conditions would Krishna sanction violence?
Violence? Krishna does not sanction violence, but if there is absolute necessity, then violence is required. Yes. Krishna wanted to mitigate the misunderstanding of two groups of cousin brothers. So Krishna personally induced, all right, they are, your brothers are Kshatriyas. A Kshatriya, they cannot do any business or take the profession of a Brahmin. So you give them 5 villages, they will be satisfied. And they replied, oh, what do you call 5 villages? I cannot spare in that land which can hold the tip of this needle. And then Krishna says, you must fight. So Krishna or Krishna's devotees, they are not fight. They are not out of fight. But if there is absolute necessity of fight, then they can fight. Because they are prepared to do anything, just like in Ramayana also, the same subject matter, Hanuman. Hanuman is the devotee of Lord Ramachandra. So, he fought with Ravan, not for his personal sake, but Rama wanted that he has kidnapped the queen of Rama. She must be delivered, and there are fighting. That is the principle. When one does not agree to the religious principle or to the moral principle or any instruction, is adamant, then there must be fight. These instructions, these directions are there in the Vedic. If somebody kidnaps your wife, if somebody sets fire your house, somebody comes to kill you, then he is understood as aggressor, you can kill him immediately. There is no question of that matter. These are sattvic instructions. We can chant again, then join.